In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday. This one happens to be the 19th day of May. Great, as always, to have you with us. And let's stipulate as we get going here that there are many, most, actually, of the people on Wall Street who do the right thing. So stipulated. But in popular perception, anyway, the idea of ethics on Wall Street 6.5 years after Lehman Brothers continues to be, if not an oxymoron, then at least a tough sell. There's a survey out today of more than 1,200 people who work in finance. Nearly one in five of them said they, quote, must sometimes engage in unethical or illegal activity to be successful in the current financial environment. Yeah. So, Marketplace's Stan Alcorn asked what it might take to change that.
John Boatwright teaches a class called Ethics in Finance at Loyola University. And on the first day of class this year, he pulled out an earlier version of this survey from 2013 that found nearly one in four financial professionals had firsthand knowledge of wrongdoing in the workplace.
People recognize that there is a problem.
In this year's survey, those numbers are about the same. But Boatwright says the problem isn't that finance attracts bad people or bad banks.
The harder to deal with reality is that there are good people in good organizations who nevertheless get involved in very significant misconduct.
One reason may be the nature of the financial industry. Psychologist Paul Piff points to the stat that one in three said compensation could incentivize unethical or illegal behavior.
The rates are high. It's also remarkable that it's not higher.
It's not just about big bonuses rewarding big risks. He says psychological research shows just reminding people about money changes their behavior.
Just the very thought of money gets people to put their own individual interests first above the collective.
To counteract that urge in an industry all about making money, white-collar criminologist Bill Black says you need a counter-incentive, like prison for bankers who break the law.
Never talk about banks, talk about bankers if you want to look at incentive structures.
The professor of business ethics, John Boatwright, will be using the updated version of the survey in his first lesson this fall, but the message will be the same: that finance needs an ethics class. I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.